I think you hit the nail. That's a very good question, actually. And wherever I'm going, whether it's door knocking or meeting people in the grocery store or meeting people on the street, everywhere, I'm being asked these type of questions. So I have very clear answers, but it's not one answer. The response can be multifold. Affordability is at the top of people's mind in Milton and across Halton, and I'll say in entire Canada. Families are stretched thin, and it's getting harder by the day just to keep up. And NDP has a plan, and I also thought about it, and I have a plan too. And I'm going to point out a few things that we can tackle this. We should, first, the housing. We should build and protect more affordable housing. I think we need a massive expansion of non-market, and I was saying this in the last night's debate also. So we need a massive expansion of non-market and co-op housing, and to stop treating housing as a commodity. NDP will crack down on corporate landlords and speculators, because that is one of the biggest problems. And this one, nobody touched upon this. I'm the only one who's talking about the corporate landlords. We need to put federal dollars directly into building homes that people can actually afford in entire Canada, but especially in Milton and Burlington. The way we can do it is tie the federal funding to the inclusionary zoning. Okay, and inclusionary zoning is where developers are forced to develop a certain percentage of homes in the development that are non-market or affordable, at least non-profit, non-market, or at least more affordable or deeply affordable. I also think that we need to make everyday essentials more affordable. So the grocery items, we'll take on grocery giants by giving the Competition Bureau real power to break up corporate price gouging. We have seen that price gouging is a real issue. And we saw in the past what happened with the bread price gouging, right? So we'll also remove GST from essential items, expand access to affordable local food communities. Like we're going to support the local community. About other services, I would say any service that saves families more money, like dental care, pharma care, child care, it should all be delivered publicly. This is what I believe. This is what NDP believes, that there should not be any out-of-pocket expenses for families for these type of things. These programs put real dollars back in people's pockets every time, every month, every week, every paycheck. And also, we need to increase the wages, the minimum wages, fair wages, and we need to like provide secured work for people. And we have a plan to raise the federal minimum wage to $20 per hour. And also, we need to make sure that federal contracts go to employers who provide good unionized jobs, so that the workers are secured, the jobs are secured. People in Milton deserve stable, livable income, not gig work and skyrocketing bills. We have lots of warehouses coming up, no real corporate jobs. We need to plan properly. We need a government that puts people ahead of profits. And as your NDP candidate, that's exactly what I'm going to fight for. That's exactly what I'm going to deliver for Miltonians and Burlingtonians.